USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Police say 13 people have been shot at a Kroger store in Tennessee. Collierville Police Chief Dale Lane says the scene is secure.
At this time, the shooter is deceased. We believe that's going to be from a self-inflicted gunshot wound.
Lane also confirming there is one deceased victim. Collierville is located just outside of Memphis. Tens of thousands of migrants are traveling to the U.S.-Mexico border to seek asylum, but the number of illegal immigrants coming are overwhelming border towns. South Carolina Republican Senator Lindsey Graham is no fan of how the Biden administration is handling the border crisis.
I'm not unhappy. I am pissed. Secretary Mayorkas needs to resign. He's completely incompetent. The border is not closed. It has been surrendered.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Oh, according to research, 82% of people remember radio ads. That means that 82% of you listening right now will remember that this is an ad for ZipRecruiter. If you're hiring, 82% of you will recall that ZipRecruiter makes hiring faster and easier. And 82% of you will note that you can try ZipRecruiter for free today. But you have to go to ZipRecruiter.com/find. 82% of you will keep in mind that ZipRecruiter's technology finds qualified people for your job and actively invites them to apply.
Is that you? Who are you talking to?
82% of you will also know that I, live with my mom. But the most important thing to note is that ZipRecruiter works. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Will you be part of the 82% who remember where you can try ZipRecruiter for free? It's ZipRecruiter.com/find. Again, that exclusive link is ZipRecruiter.com/find. That's ZipRecruiter.com/find.
As things continue to deteriorate on the U.S.-Mexico border, we're now hearing about more illegal immigrants being let into the country.
Some of the thousands of Haitian migrants who have gathered at the U.S.-Mexico border in recent days are being released inside the United States, according to immigration officials. The Associated Press reporting that one official saying thousands of Haitians have been released in the country as border authorities have struggled to contain the surge. Migrants have been sent to El Paso, Laredo, and Tucson, Arizona to be processed by the Border Patrol. The White House had said that they were undertaking an effort to send most of the migrants back to Haiti. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
A suspect will stand trial for an incident last month at the Library of Congress. A judge ruling Floyd Rosenberry is mentally competent to stand trial on charges related to a bomb threat. The North Carolina man is accused of threatening to use explosives and a weapon of mass destruction at the Library of Congress. USA Radio News.
New surveys show that some Americans don't think vaccines are enough to protect themselves and others from COVID. To be safe, use Exogen at home, at work, and in public. It's the only thermometer proven accurate by more than 100 published clinical studies. Learn more at Exogen.com.
Exogen is changing the way the world takes temperature.
An NBA player is in hot water for allegedly injuring a Los Angeles police officer.
A 911 call from a woman inside the Woodland Hills, California home of NBA player Jackson Hayes in late July was brought to light when the LAPD released body cam footage on Friday. Hayes confronted officers and severely attacked one of them before being tased and arrested. Do the police have a right to enter the home without a search warrant? When a call for help is made from the home, Detective Jamie McBride with the LAPD Protective League on Fox News says, absolutely yes, they can enter.
Absolutely, an officer can go inside, especially in a domestic violence situation. The officer is still injured. He has a torn ligament, and he is not back in the field still today, and it's been over a month.
Mr. Hayes has been charged with battery on a police officer. The NBA has been silent on the matter. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
There's growing concern in Congress about increasing numbers of unruly passengers on airline flights. Washington State Congressman Rick Larson opened a Democratic-led House hearing by calling out the disruptive behavior of unruly passengers.
It is disgusting, it is unacceptable, and it is a danger to fellow passengers, to crew, and the entire U.S. aviation system.
The Democrat adding many disruptions have involved the federal mandate on masks aboard planes. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.